You're listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church, a relevant, biblical community. For more information, visit houstonsfirst.org.
On this Father's Day, so if you're joining us on campus or you're joining us online, that's awesome. Siena, Cypress, The Loop, downtown, and then thousands of campuses, if you will, all across the state, all across the city, all across the nation of us tuning in together. So it's Father's Day, and I want to speak to us today about Father's Day. That's what we're going to talk about. We want to honor our dads. We love our moms. Ladies, we love you, no doubt about it, but we want to honor and we want to love on our dads just a little bit. So I've got a message for you on three things that every dad needs. And so dads, I'm going for it for us. I'm going forward in our behalf as the dads, and that's good. A lot of cheering going on, because most of the times the Father's Day's messages are entitled things like five things you deadbeats need to do better, okay, is what it needs to be. Mother's Day, we give out roses and we're real sweet. And we say, oh, everything's great. And then Dad's Day, we go, you're terrible and da-da-da-da, do this. Dads, I want to talk about what we need as dads, because I'm in the throes of parenting as well. We're launching our son going to college next year, which is great. We're excited about that. Our daughter's still home with us in the house. And so we want to talk about Father's Day today, what dads need. And what we're going to do is we're going to look in the book of Proverbs. That's where we're going to be. We're going to just look at Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book. If you ever are in a time where you go, I don't know what to read in my Bible, turn to Proverbs, see what day it is on the calendar, the 22nd, then turn to chapter 22 of Proverbs and just read along like that, and you'll gain some wisdom as we look in this. I'm going to give you three things that every dad needs, and we're going to start in verse 22 of Proverbs 23. So if you got your Bible, I want you to turn to Proverbs 23. It's no dad joke. This is real good stuff, but I put at the bottom of your listening guide, bonus items for coming to church today. You got three free dad jokes to take home with you for later on today. And if you're online, then you can just get those with the message notes that are right there. But here we go, Proverbs chapter 23, and we're going to look at verses 22 through 26, okay? Proverbs 23, verse 22 through 26. Listen to your fathers. Okay, I want every kid, first of all, underline that right there. Circle that. Put a star next to that. Listen to your fathers who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she gets old. Can I get an amen from the ladies on that one? All right. Buy and do not sell truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of a righteous son will rejoice greatly. The one who fathers a wise son will delight in him. Let your father and mother have joy. Let her who gave you birth rejoice. Verse 26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. So the first thing that a father needs is this. A father needs respect for our importance. A father needs respect for our importance. The first thing of that little section of scripture, it said, listen to your father. Now, here's an important thing. I want to say real clearly, we want to respect our moms. We want to respect ladies. We believe everyone deserves respect, no doubt about it. But on this Father's Day moment right here, I want you to hear that a dad needs respect of their importance. Well, what does that mean? It means that first verse of scripture, listening to your father. Now, listening to your father when he's giving discipline, of course. Listening when your father's giving direction, of course. But listening to your father as well when he's just telling a good story. Listening to your father when he's sharing something from his life with you. Listening to your father when he shares something that he's going through that's difficult. All of those things, all of us, men and women, need to be listened to. And we respect the importance of a father when we say, Dad, how was your day? What was going on? I know of one dad that he was trying to teach his teenager a little bit about social skills. And so they'd get in the car and say, how was your day? And of course, fine. What specifically happened in your day? And then they would begin to talk. And then the dad would say this, okay, now let me teach you some social skills. This is the point in which you ask me, how was your day? And you begin to share. And then when the dad shares, then you say, and what else happened? And what did you think about that? And how did that make you feel? And did anything funny happen today at the office? Did anything fun happen today at the office? Did anything you really like? What's going on? And what happens is we've got to teach our kids to be able to have a real conversation. Because here's the thing, kids, the rest of the world isn't going to always ask you, how was your day? And listen and not wait for you to ask how their day was. People love to talk about themselves, right? We enjoy telling our stories as well. So importance, respect for the importance of the Father and a listening ear. You should listen to your Father. He has impactful things to say, important things to say. Now, as we jump into this, I know that not everyone has a great father. So what do you do if you don't have a great dad? Here's what you have, and I want you to remember this through the entire message. You've got a Father in heaven. And it says in Psalms, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will lift me up. How does the Lord's Prayer begin? Our Father who art in heaven. So if you don't have a good dad on earth, you got a great dad in heaven. And even those of us with good dads on earth, we need to still be going to a Father in heaven. So we want to listen to our Father on earth. And if your dad's saying stuff you don't really need to hear or listen to, your Father in heaven has got plenty you need to listen to. And so we've all got a Father that can speak to our ear. It is important that we respect the importance of our fathers. You know, if you were to look in the media, you would basically see that dads and all sitcoms and all that stuff, dads are the ones that don't know how to do anything. They're the bumbling idiots that don't know how to get anything done. They're the ones that the kids and the moms always have to fix whatever they got in trouble with. If you were to look back and you were to see back in the way back in the day, in the old black and white days, you'd have shows like Father Knows Best. Well, you're never going to get a show like that again. With a title like that. It's going to be Father's an Idiot is what it's going to be. And so I just want you to know, as you see portrayed in the media, as you perceive, see portrayed in commercials and in sitcoms, I want you to know that's not what a man is really like. That's not what a dad is really like. It is absolutely crucial and important that we respect our fathers. It says in the Word to honor your father and your mother. And I want to just say to you men, you're not like that. And I'm not like that. And we're not bumbling idiots that can't get things done. We are men that are making a difference in our world and in our families. So raise up, guys. Do you know that if you were to look at statistics and you were to see the statistics of just talking about TV, in a 40-year period, when they went from a mother's joke at the father's expense, it was 0.18 times per episode. In 40 years, it went from that to 4.29 times. The joke being made, the mother making it at the father's expense. Ladies, I just want to encourage you, man, don't make your husband the butt of a joke. You're just cutting his legs out from under him over and over and over. Dad should be respected. Mom should be respected as well. I just got great news for us. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not like the more we hold a woman up and give great respect to a woman that we got to push a man down. It's not if we hold up a man and give him respect that we got to push a woman down. All of us have been created in the image of God and are worthy of respect. No doubt about it, especially within the home. But there's something so crucial about a dad being respected for the importance of a father. Fathers are crucial. Mark Twain put it like this: when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much the man had learned in 7 years. Did the dad get smarter, or did the son just start paying attention and listening a little bit more, realizing there was some wisdom that was there? The importance of a father. How many of our situations in our world, how many things that we battle in our lives would be solved by fathers being actively involved in a godly way in their home? Do you know that one bit of research tells us this, that if a man walks with God, if a father walks with God as an active believer, there is a 75% likelihood that the children will follow Christ as well. 75%. If only the mother walks as a believer, the likelihood is dramatically reduced to only 15%. Now, ladies, that mean you're not important? By no means, you're very important. But it means when dad's walking with God, there's a 75% chance that kids are going to walk with God. When you think about fatherhood and the absence of fathers in our country, in America, do you know that the absence of a father in the home, you have a 4-time greater risk of poverty in your life? A 7 times more likely to become pregnant as a teen? To have behavior problems is more likely? To face abuse and neglect is more likely. It's more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. 2 times more likely to drop out of high school, more likely to commit a crime. Let me just give you a couple more specific things. A father's engagement in children's activities is linked to higher academic performance. Among adolescent boys, the more who receive parenting from their fathers are less likely to exhibit antisocial and delinquent behaviors. Among adolescent girls, a strong relationship with the father means that they're less likely to report experiencing depression. A close father and adolescent teenager bond protects against the negative influence of peer pressure in drug use. Studies show that among substance abuse, that a father's absence affects the children's likelihood in smoking, in using drugs, and abusing alcohol. Adolescents have reported a more positive relationship with their father. Adolescents with a more positive relationship with their dads were less likely to be arrested, sell drugs, attack another individual, carry a handgun, belong to a gang, damage or destroy property, steal or run away, receive, possess, or sell stolen property compared to peers who reported having a less positive relationship with their fathers. Last one. This is a list of 25. I'm just giving you a few. Children in father-absent homes are 4 times more likely to experience poverty in their life. Dad is important. Tremendously important. And so every one of us, if you're a kid, if you're a mom, if you're an aunt, you're an uncle, you're whoever, you need to be able to say, you know what? The importance of a father is huge. And Dad, I want you to know we respect your importance. We appreciate your importance. We believe that you are important in this family and in this society. And when you look out in the media, dads are idiots. And I just come to tell you, no, we're not. And so fathers, we rise up to make a huge difference. And many of the ailments that affect our world and the upcoming generations are based in fathers that have been absent. We've been fleeing instead of being faithful. And so to respect the importance of a father, to have a listening ear, that first verse that I read, listen to your father who gave you life, and to realize that his greatest desire is to leave a legacy. The importance of a father is a father, you get to leave a legacy. You get to leave a mark in your kids that leaves a mark in their kids, that leaves a mark in their kids, that leaves a mark, on and on it goes. And moms, you do as well. But dads in particular on this day, you get to leave a mark of legacy. And men, that's what we desire. That's why in 1 John it says, I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in truth. So we have a joy of seeing fatherhood live out to be a legacy in our kids, in our families. How did your grandfather influence you? How did your father influence you? How did you as a father influence your kids? How will your son become a father that influenced his kids? How will that go on down the way? It's living a legacy. I thought I would show you a picture of just a little bit of a picture of legacy. And so I took it from way back in the 80s so you could get a good laugh at me. So here we go. Let me show you a picture. That's my grandfather, my father, and that's me right there in the middle. So that's me as a teenager right there. We are going to an LSU game because all my family's from Louisiana, big LSU fans. So my dad's got his LSU shirt on. My grandfather's wearing a suit to the game. I don't know what that's about, but he's wearing a suit to the game. And I've kind of got just a basic, am I cool enough as a teenager, with probably Jordache, Guess, or Jabot jeans on. For those of y'all that remember those, probably not Jordache. I don't think I had that. That was girls, wasn't it? But Jabot and Guess and a polo, and so I'm rocking it to go to the game. So this was when I was blind before I could see, when I was dead before I'm alive, because that's when I was a Tiger fan, and now I'm an Aggie, and so now I've come to the light to be able to have. I'm actually still a really big LSU fan as well, and really LSU football is more fun to follow than Aggie football most years, but I'm a bigger A&M fan, don't worry about that, to be able to do that and to have LSU along the way. But let me just pull up that picture one more time, if you will. That's my gray hair picture. Now that one's the one I'm looking for. All right. You know, I learned things from my grandfather who's in heaven now. You know, I called him Pop. My kids call him Super Pop because they now call my dad Pop. And so I learned things from him. I learned things from my dad. And there's a legacy that goes forward on that. And I could still hear my grandfather's voice. I could still feel his conversations in the kitchen as my grandmother would make breakfast. I could still be in that very room right there. And so that legacy lives on, and hopefully I'm putting things into my son, into my daughter, and to be able to live a legacy through them. So fathers, what does a dad need? A dad needs respect for the importance of being a dad, and that means a listening ear. Doesn't mean a roll in the eyes. Doesn't mean, that's really going to work anymore. I mean, you know, no, there's a respect. Listen to your dad to tell the stories. Because you want to hear those stories to gain that wisdom. And some of you that have dads in heaven right now, you'd do anything, wouldn't you, to hear another story from your dad? It can be the same ones you heard 100 times, but to hear it from your dad. Dads are important in our society, and we need to respect the importance of our fathers. I want to give you a verse of scripture, and then I'm going to give you my next point. It's a verse of scripture from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. I love this scripture. It's a great one. I'm going to read it to you from the NIV, and here's what it says. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Dads, part of our role is to refresh others. We're to be a fresh refreshment to our wives, a refreshment to our kids, a refreshment at the office, a refreshment at the church, a refreshment in our leadership, all of those things. And he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Here's the second point. Here's what dad needs. Number one was respect for his importance. Number two is refreshment for our weariness. Refreshment for our weariness. It's hard to be a mom. It's hard to be a dad. It's hard to go to the office all day, knock it out, fight those battles, handle difficult people, try to do all those sort of things, and then get home, the chaos of the office, to the chaos of traffic, to the chaos at home. So if you are able to, moms, if you're staying at home, mom, have home ready for when dad gets there. One of the neat things that my wife did, when I would get home, everything would stop, and dad's home, and kids would come running to hug dad and say, "How's your day?" It was respectful. It was also enabling to be able to come and give me a hug on a weary day. They still do that even now as they've grown up to be able to do that. You don't walk in and dad walks in the house and, "Hey, can you be quiet? I'm still watching this show on Netflix." No, you pause it. You honor, you give hope to that weary day that's come through because it's hard to be a dad. It's hard to work all day. It's hard to then come home and be a dad after that. And moms, I know many of you are working as well, and that's awesome as well. So in Siena and Cyprus and downtown, watching online, dads need refreshment. It's weariness to be a dad. Have you ever noticed all of dad hobbies are individual and in pretty places? Why is it hunting? Why is it fishing? Why is it golf? Why is it a Harley? Why is it a convertible? Why, you know, why does dad say, "I got to get out of here and I got to get someplace pretty and just get refreshed"? Because there's a weariness that happens as a dad. So families, be a part of helping that weariness. Give encouragement. We as fathers need encouragement. Proverbs 25, verse 11, it says, "A word rightly spoken at the right time is like gold apples set in silver settings." A word of encouragement can make a huge difference. This past Thursday, I got on a Zoom call, and I wanted y'all to experience the Zoom call as well because I thought this would be a good little commercial break within the message. And so I did a Zoom call with two dads in our church. There were two dads that did dad jokes earlier in the when we had the intro of the message. But I wanted to get on a Zoom call with them this past Thursday, and I wanted you just not to hear from me, but what encourages you as a dad? And let them speak so that we could listen and hear what encourages them and refreshes them as a dad. So let's watch just a couple minutes of this Zoom call.
Hey guys, it's so good to be with y'all, Kaysen and Marvin. We're right here in the middle of the message. It's Father's Day, and we just want to ask you a couple questions to get some thoughts from a dad, and you're both such great dads and good friends and so faithful in our church. So I just want to ask you, as I'm getting into this point, about what refreshes you as a dad, what encourages you as a dad. Kaysen, why don't you tell us how many kids you have, their ages, a little bit about you as a dad, and then what refreshes you so that we can hear some wisdom from your heart.
That's great. Thanks, Pastor. Great question. So Allison and I are blessed to have four girls. Madeline's 9, Clara is 6. We've got a spunky 3-year-old named Abby Ruth, and then a 2-year-old right behind her, Eleanor, just had a birthday in June. And when I think about what refreshes me, it falls into several buckets. But the first I would say is that peer-to-peer encouragement, where you get into a life Bible study class or accountability group and you're talking with somebody and they go, "This is what I'm struggling with." And you go, "Well, me too." And I think of that quote you often quote, Pastor, I think it's C.S. Lewis, that says, you know, basically going, "Oh, you too. I thought I was the only one," and the community is built. And so that's such a great place to do that. It's been a blessing to have dads ahead of me, guys like Marvin, friends in our lives that they can go, "Oh, that's what they're dealing with now." And we can watch them and learn from them, and also pouring into the dads behind us. I think a lot about the great men in my life, in my dad and my father-in-law. You know, my dad always tells me, "Do the best you can and go on." And he said that to me my whole life. And it's been, "Kaysen, you can do the best you can and you can't always control the outcomes, but then you move on to the next thing and you do the best you can and go on. And then finally, and maybe most importantly, when Allison, my wife, tells me I'm doing a good job as a dad, it is wind in my sails. It is just, it gives me that momentum that can carry me for weeks, for months. And so that's such a blessing. So moms, you have such a tool there you can use to love on your husbands and be a great in that way as you're doing this together in a partnership. So that's what I would say, Pastor.
Man, that's good wisdom. Marvin, tell us about you. What are your kids' ages, and what's something that refreshes you as a dad on this Father's Day?
Absolutely. Well, my kids at the end of summer will be 13, 11. 11-year-old is a girl. 9 and 7, so I think got 3 girls, 1 boy. They're all 22 months apart, so my wife's a trooper. One thing that refreshes me is definitely time with the family, but I have to caveat that. First time with my wife separately, and then time with the family, and especially time where I don't have to coach, teach, instruct, that kind of thing. Time where we can just have fun. So if we're just, you know, out in front of the house riding our bikes, or my daughter gets a little intrepid, she's my wanderer, we, you know, go over to U of H main campus and ride around that campus. Just time where we get to be together. I get to see who they are, and we get to joke and laugh and all that. Those are really encouraging. You know, there's so much that's coming at our kids, you know, so much you're trying to protect them from, and as well as, you know, prepare them for that, you know, just affirmation from, you know, those, especially more senior, but anybody who's saying, you know what, I really like, you know, what you're doing and what I see you're doing as a dad, that really helps. So I'd say that's what encourages me.
Good. Man, well, that's great. Well, you are both wonderful fathers. I know you both very well, but thanks for that wisdom. And happy Father's Day to you.
That's
so just appreciate y'all, and have a great Father's Day. And just be encouraged. God's using you to do a great job with your children, which is wonderful.
So good to hear those things of encouragement. The wife encouraging the father, the kids encouraging the father, a peer encouraging the father to be able to just give those words, those apples that are settings of gold set into silver, the right word at the right time. We also heard that Marvin said, and Kaysen said as well, a fun time together. You know, what's refreshing to a dad is just being able to have a good time with your family. Not just leading, not just disciplining, not just providing, but just having fun, going on a vacation. This summer, I hope you get away a little bit, get to do something fun together, even if it's in town. I think about all the fun times I've had with my kids. For whatever reason, it seems like the place that I've always been playing with my kids has always had tan carpet, right? It's been the Texas tan carpet. And I have spent so many hours playing on tan carpet. Just being together on that carpet, wrestling, playing indoor baseball, having games together, doing all sorts of fun things. That refreshes me as a dad, to be with my family in that way, to have fun. And I'll tell you what the third one is on this point. How can we refresh our dads? We can give them encouragement. We can spend fun time with them together. And even in that time thing, one other thing I wanted to tell you on that, there was a person that they said this is a quote, they said, "The greatest gift I ever received from my dad is a Christmas present I received when he gave me a small box, and inside it was a note saying, 'This year I will give you 365 hours, an hour every day after dinner. It's yours. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. We'll go where you want to go. We'll play what you want to play. It will be your hour.'" And the person said, not only did my dad keep this promise, but every year he renewed it. And it is the greatest gift I've ever had in my life. I am the result of his time. And so as we spend time with our kids, Dad, and it's hard, that's a precious commodity. But as we spend time with them, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed, is what Proverbs says. So spending that time to be able to do that. And then the third thing of how we can have refreshment as dads is when our families are teamwork and thankful. Teamwork and thankfulness. When we're teaming together, doing something together, that's why it's important to serve together, go on a mission trip together, do something active together, paint a room together at the house, clean out the closets, clean out the garage, do something together as a team so that we can be together. We as at our house, Kelly's a great cook, and we're great cleaners upper of the great cooking is what we do. So we spend time, we crank up the music, and we blare it out, and we do the dishes together just to be team mott together, working on a little project together. That teamwork refreshes me as a dad, refreshes our family, and then thankfulness. Thankfulness. Do you say thanks, Dad? Do you say thank you, Dad? Wives, do you say thank you for being a great father? Kids, do you say thank you for being a great dad? Or thank you for providing or whatever it is? Because here's what happens when you're a dad. You all go out to eat. Nobody at the restaurant ever grabs for their wallet except Dad. And then everybody gets up and leaves like that was to be expected. Now, do we mind? Of course we don't mind. We're glad to do it. But is it nice to hear? Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. Thanks for the clothes. Thanks for the tuition, if that's what it is. Thanks for the car. Thanks for the help. Thanks for dinner. Thanks for your time. I know you're busy. Thank you for putting me first in this way. Thank you for spending time with me. And to be able to hear that word is thanks. And moms need to hear it as well. Because a lot of times, kids, you're just expecting stuff that's cost somebody something. And to be able to just verbalize thank you, just to verbalize thank you is key. Kids, I've said it a million times. You just need to hear it again. There's some words that will open up every door for you in life. It's called please, thank you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You get those things down and doors will open up. How to be a polite kid in an impolite world is a huge thing. So refreshment for dads in encouragement, in time together, in teamwork, in thankfulness. Let's go together and let God do his work because it's a challenge to be a dad. Here's a couple quotes of what it means to be a dad. A father is one who carries pictures in his wallet where money used to be. That's one description of a dad. Another description, two more. A description is this. There are three stages of a man's life. He believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus. Those are the three stages of a man's life. Last one. It's admirable for a man to take his son fishing, but there's a special place in heaven for a father who takes his daughter shopping. Okay? There's a special place in heaven for a dad who takes his daughter shopping. Dads, we love it. You know we love it. I love it. You love it. But we also need to be refreshed. Can I just tell you this? In this time, this season that we're in right now, I've talked to a lot of leaders. I've talked to pastoral leaders. I've talked to energy sector leaders. I've talked to business leaders. I've talked to leaders all in the home. A lot of leaders I've talked to in the last few months. I just want you to hear this. In all those conversations with all those leaders, I have not talked to one leader who's not weary. I've not talked to one leader who's not weary. This crisis management in whatever industry, wherever place you are, even if it's just the kids coming home from school type stuff, it's hard. And nobody's got a blueprint for where we are. And everybody's weary. I'm a little weary myself. I'm excited in a couple weeks I'm going to get a sabbatical time that I get in the summer. That's going to be a blessing to me. But to be able to know in this moment as we talk about the weariness of dads, there's a weariness of ladies as well. All of us are weary and on edge in these times. So be aware of that and be careful. Third and final point I want to make to you on what does a dad need, it's this. The response of our families to live wisely, and I've got a little ending thing, a little kind of humorous thing for us dads, and to not break or lose too many things, okay? That's what we're asking from you, okay? We're asking for you to live wisely. So we talked about respecting the importance of a dad. We've talked about the refreshment of weariness for dads, what we need. And now we're saying, what do we hope for you? I have no greater joy than this, than my children to live in the truth, to walk in the ways of truth. Look, if you will, in Proverbs 23, that's the chapter we started with. Hopefully it's still open in your lap. Proverbs 23, I want you to look at verse 15 and verse 24. Here's what it says. Talking about this point, my son, if your heart is wise, my heart will indeed rejoice. Kids, what's your dad really want? We don't want just good grades. We don't want you to be this super sports person or this super whatever person. My son, if your heart or daughter is wise, my heart will rejoice. That's awesome. Look at verse 24. The father of a righteous son or daughter will rejoice greatly. The one who fathers a wise son will delight in him. And it goes on in verse 25. Let your father and mother have joy, and let her who gave birth rejoice. So what is it saying? What the response of our families is to live wisely. I know it feels like sometimes as dad, we want you to live perfectly. We really don't want you to live perfectly, but we do want you to live wisely. Try not to lose or break too many things. Try not to waste too much stuff. Close the door when the air conditioning's on. Close the refrigerator after you get your food. All that sort of stuff. But more than that, we want you to live wisely in your heart. Why? Because we've seen the price of living unwisely in our own lives and in other people's lives. And we want the best for you. Now here, watch. I'm gonna end the message right with this. The way you live wisely for dad, mom, kid, all of us, is that we live for the approval of our Father in heaven. Not our Father on earth. Our Father in heaven. We live in obedience to Him. We live in respect of Him. We live knowing He's important, even if everyone else says God's not important. We live saying God's important. God's got something to say. We want to listen to Him. We want to learn from Him. We want to walk with Him. We want Him to refresh our weariness. We want Him to give us wisdom in our lives. So here it is. Kids, if you'll walk honoring your Father in heaven, you know what'll happen? You'll end up honoring your Father on earth. And maybe you've got a father wound in your heart, and your dad's not really one you should be listening to. I'm sorry for that for you. But you've got a Father in heaven who loves you and is worth listening to, and He can meet your every need, and you could be a better dad than your dad was. And isn't that really what it's about? If we gave more than we got, and you keep on building on that, then you're able to walk and let God do that. So let's all of us, men, women, kids, parents, let's honor our Father in heaven. And when we honor our Father in heaven, the natural result is going to be able to God to utilize our roles here on earth as a father on earth. So I tell you this, men, we can't require our families to walk perfectly, but we do want to encourage them to walk wisely. Men, sometimes we're too efficient. We've got to let God take them on a little bit of a winding path to find that wisdom out on their own. We can't teach them in 20 minutes what it took us 20 years to learn. But we've got to be able to say, okay, I'm here for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And be able to keep walking forward and letting God do something in their lives. So I want to close with this. I'm just telling you, let's be men of God. Let's walk with God in a great way. Let's let Him do His work through us, dads. We're not going to get it perfect. One Duke said this, Lord Rochester in 1675, he said, before I got married, I had 6 theories on parenting, but now I have 6 children and I have no theories. We're not going to get it all right, are we? Another man in Great Britain said this, the thing that impresses me the most about America is the way the parents obey their children. Guys, we got to lead. We got to step up as dads. That's who God's made you to be. And here's the deal, guys. It's your greatest joy. It's your greatest joy. And families, we need your encouragement. We need your encouragement. We're not bumbling idiots. We're not Homer Simpson. We're great dads that are making a great difference. They're doing the best we can. We want to get it all right. But we need to be encouraged on our importance. And we need you to refresh us in our weariness. And we need you to respond with living wisely in a godly fashion. And then what will happen is God will use that. What could happen in our society? What could happen in our nation? What could happen in our world if men were stepping up as dads and we were being the dads and the kids were being the kids and boom, 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 boom. A lot of these issues come because nobody's got a dad and they're not trusting their dad in heaven to be the father on earth, father in heaven to meet their needs. So happy Father's Day, dads. Happy Father's Day. You're awesome. We're grateful for you. We think you're super. We think it's incredible what you've done. We appreciate you. We're thankful for you. Have wind in your sails. This isn't 5 steps on how you can do a better job. These are 3 things we can do to bless you because you've been such a blessing to us. And we're grateful for the Father in heaven, number one, but also our fathers on earth. Lord, we come in Jesus' name, and just as the Lord's Prayer begins, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let us walk in the fatherhood of God And then we as fathers will never be perfect. We'll never get it right. We'll have to apologize at times. But Father, may we walk with you so that we can leave a legacy. We pray for our kids. We love them more than they'll ever know. Father, for the single dads, we pray for them. We lift them up. We thank you for them. Lord, for the dads that just see their kids, you know, maybe every other weekend, Father, let them just feel the power even of that, Lord. Father, we just trust you, Lord, and we pray for our dads. Would you just take a moment, and would you just pray to your Father in heaven? And would you say, thank you that I have a Father in heaven? Just pray that to God. Thank him that he's your Father in heaven. Ask him to heal your father wounds. And would you thank God for your father on earth? If you can't think of anything to thank God for your father on earth, just say, God, thank you that you're my father. Lord, we're grateful for dads. We're grateful for grandfathers. We're grateful for men that don't have biological children, but they teach us in life Bible study, and they teach us at school, and they coach our teams. And we thank you for the difference and the impact a man can make. We know women are just as important, but Father, on this day, we just say thank you for fathers, for men, for the impact and importance they have on society. We pray we'd lead in a godly way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Houston's First Baptist Church. We invite you to worship with us at one of our four locations, at The Loop, Cypress, Downtown, or Siena. Follow us on social media or visit us online at houstonsfirst.org.